You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I have been looking into the commercialisation of social and political movements and culture in response to the actions seen on the streets and online recently regarding the Black Lives Matter movement. I wanted to begin with a discussion on the effect of social media as an avenue for activism, as social media has become a significant tool in political movements today. Over the past few weeks, there has been significant media coverage of the Black Lives Matter movement following the murder of African-American man George Floyd. Floyd was killed by a white police officer kneeling on his neck for almost 9 minutes in Minneapolis in the United States on May 25th. Support has been shown by the world's public in the form of peaceful protests calling for an end to police brutality and the systemic racism against black people entrenched in policing across the globe. However, there has also been significant activism seen across social media platforms, with people posting links to information regarding physical protests, police action, and important resources on racism and how to be a black ally. Instagram stories and Twitter have become an important place for people to access this information and build their knowledge on the Black Lives Matter movement. Nevertheless, criticism has arisen around the social media activism. One example being Blackout Tuesday, which circulated social media last week. Blackout Tuesday came out of a campaign called The Show Must Be Paused, which was started by black female music executives Jamila Thomas and Brianna Ajimang. They called for the music industry to hold operations for a day and, quote, take a beat for an honest, reflective and productive conversation, unquote, as a way to mark the lives lost and show solidarity with the George Floyd and Black Lives Matter protests. Musicians quickly joined the movement, such as Rihanna, who halted the production of her Fenty Beauty and Savage X Fenty line on Tuesday to reflect on the issue. People then began posting black squares on their social media accounts in support of the campaign, using the hashtag tags Blackout Tuesday, Black Lives Matter, and BLM. This social media activism quickly was met with criticism, however, as the popularity of the symbol had become so great that the hashtags Black Lives Matter and BLM were being overrun with black squares and people were unable to access the important information they were carrying on the physical protests. Another example of criticism arriving from social media that has been noted not only just as an effect of Black Lives Matter, but also the Me Too and Pride movements, because social media activism has been coined slacktivism. This means that users use hashtags or images to show that they support these campaigns. It does not necessarily create any further action than simply a post on their Instagram grid or Twitter feed. I spoke to Dr. Neil Curtis, a media professor from the University of Auckland, about the effect of social media on political movements. He discusses why social media has become an avenue for activism, whether a comparison can be made between the effect of a physical protest and protesting seen online, and why social media slacktivism has come about. I began by asking Neil how social media is used to promote and carry social and political movements.
Okay, it's loads of different ways, from just individuals who want to talk about a particular issue, to specific organisations who have a political function, to corporations who want to use it positively or cynically. I think there's so many different ways that social media can be used, because there's so many different social media users and so many different social media audiences. So the use is always dependent. You know, activism is always dependent on the type of user and the type of audience.
So do you think the number of users and the number of the accessibility of social media is perhaps a reason why social media activism has become prevalent today?
Yes, because it's quite interesting. It's a form of direct activism that actually is quite indirect, right? Normally direct activism would be more physical. You sort of maybe protest outside a particular corporation or political institution that you think is doing something wrong. Or like recently the case of taking down the statue in Bristol in the UK of Edward Colston, the slaver. That's normally regarded as sort of direct activism. But you can also be quite direct through social media, because you can tag in whoever you want to direct or use hashtags to mobilize people and produce a certain type of publicity, invariably negative publicity, for the people you're trying to impact. So it's a kind of, it's a curious form of indirect direct action, if you see what I mean. I think that's why people like social media, because it has that kind of immediate efficacy. If you get enough people doing stuff on social media, because so many people use social media, institutions and corporations don't like what is effectively bad press. And you can get quite interesting